continuing our season of food here, listener Miles wants to know about your thoughts about ice cream. What's ice cream? Gelato? Is frozen yogurt ice cream? Is frozen custard ice cream? Is sherbet ice cream? Sorbet ice cream? What's ice cream? What counts? What doesn't?
I think ice cream is a pretty broad category. The only thing I'm going to exclude from it is anything non-dairy. So sorbet, isn't sorbet non-dairy?
Yeah.
No, not ice cream, right? But okay. Everything else, the custard ones, gelato, plain old regular ice cream, those are all ice cream. But sorbet can get the hell out of here.
So frozen, so that means sherbet is ice cream because it's got, I think it's got milk or cream in it. As well as egg. That's so says Wikipedia anyway. That it's a frozen dessert made from sweetened water with flavoring. Maybe.
No, I think
it may not have it. I think some sherbets have some milk in them.
Are you saying sherbet? Is that sherbet. A California thing? That's not a word, as far as I'm concerned.
Sherbet. Yeah.
I understand that it is, but like when I grew up, S-H-E-R-B-E-T.
That's the correct way to say it. Sherbert is not a word. It is a mispronunciation of sherbet.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
No, because like it's one of those things like smoothies that you make up any word you want and it gets applied to a food product and people just calling it.
Yeah, it's sherbet.
Smoothies.
But then,
right? So smoothies was not a word until people started calling blended drinks smoothies. So the same way, it might have started out as sherbet, but it just like friendlies, it changed to sherbet,
nope.
And that's what it is
that's
now.
That's not what it is. Sherbet is it sherbet. Is. It's spelled and pronounced sherbet. There's no extra R. That's like saying that you pronounce, realtor as realtor. It's like, no, you don't. That's not how it's spelled. You don't pronounce it that way. People mispronounce it that way.
Sherbert's, I just go. Sherbert is in the dictionary.
Well, sure, because
it's Merriam-Webster site. It is now a fully established variant spelling. That's what I'm saying. Just like
you're
smoothie.
Looking at the wrong dictionary. I think
it's Merriam-Webster.
So here I am in the Apple Dictionary, which is American Heritage, I think, and it has a note at the bottom that actually says usage. The tendency to insert an R into the second syllable of sherbet is common. The misspelling sherbert accounts for around a quarter of the citations for the word in the Oxford English corpus. So people are mispronouncing and misspelling sherbet, which itself, I believe, is a corruption of sorbet. I think that is an American ruining of sorbet. But it says in Wikipedia anyway that sherbet typically designates a flavored frozen dairy product, so that there's some amount of dairy in it, which would tick it over into ice cream. But I would never call a sherbet. First, I would never call it sherbet, and I would also never call it ice cream.
you got to come up with, what is it? I'm a descriptivist, right? And this is 20th century. Sherbet, according to this article, sherbet made it in the 20th century. Fully established, lesser used variant, but now fully, it's in the dictionary. It is as acceptable as all the other weird spellings that
spelling things, if we could pronounce everything no matter what and just insert random letters and call it something else, I guess we could do
that.
No,
but if enough people do it for long enough time and it gets into the dictionary, that's how these things work.
Yeah.
And it happened with this one.
Mm-mm.
And it happened in your life. And so it's not like, it's not recent. It's not like they just put it in 2015 or like 1999.
No, people have been mispronouncing sherbet for ages
now. Not just mispronounced, like it is a valid alternate spelling. It is an actual word. If you look it up in the dictionary, you will find the definition.
If you want to adopt the misspelling as a valid spelling, you can do
it's
it.
It's not
but I'm
a misspelling.
Refuse.
Once it goes into the dictionary, it is not. You can hold on. You can have a preferred spelling. But I'm just saying, on this one, it is.
I'm going with the American Heritage, which is very clear that sherbert is just a
Yep. That dictionary hasn't been updated in forever. Anyway, mm-hmm. Oxford English probably says all sorts of stuff. Anyway, I'm going with Merriam-Webster and.
Wow,
sherbet is a thing.
It's
and anyway. I can't. Denied. I still can't tell. I still can't tell whether it has dairy in it.
I think it's unclear. I think the Wikipedia definition suggests that the American thing that's called sherbet has some dairy in it. I'm not gonna stop saying it because it's right. You can say it wrong and see. Is your argument now that the only proper way to say it is sherbet because it's totally not the only
like
proper
gift.
Way?
It's like gift GIF at this point.
It's not because one of them is spelled differently and pronounced with inserting an extra letter that is not there. But all right.
Well, it's not an aluminium situation because the R is actually there.
Should I Google sherbet recipe and sherbet recipe and see how they differ?
Yes, I think you might see differences because nobody in their right mind in America calls it sherbet.
Because illiterate people have different recipes.
No. We won. The sherbet people won.
Well, when I search, no, they didn't, John. When I search for sherbet recipe, you know what Google does? Google says, showing results for sherbet recipe. That's what Google does. Uh-huh. Google's with me. If I search for sherbet recipe again and force it, it says, did you mean sherbet recipe? But there is a... So we've gone from Alton Brown's sherbet recipes to Epicurious's sherbet recipe, which is...
I see milk in the top hit.
And there is some whipping cream in that one. Alton Brown's orange sherbet recipe has... whole milk in it. So yeah, I think so. Is that ice cream? Is that enough to make it ice cream?
If you got milk, definitely. Yep.
You don't need eggs?
No, you do not need eggs.
To be ice cream?
Nope.
Well, then what's ice
cream?
The
tricky one you should have brought up is frozen yogurt, because like, oh, isn't that dairy?
Oh, right? I brought it up. Gelato, frozen dairy, frozen custard?
Yeah, frozen custard, yes. Gelato, yes. Frozen yogurt is the weird one, because there's fermentation or whatever going on there, right?
Well, yeah, active cultures and everything.
Yeah, and so I think frozen yogurt is not ice cream. Even though it's dairy and frozen and whipped and consistency, it's the fermentation that throws it off. It's the fact that it's, yogurt is a thing, and that's what it is. It's frozen yogurt. It's not ice cream.
But sherbet mm-hmm. is.
And gelato is, yes. And frozen custard, yes. And you would think, well, it's the difference between frozen custard and yogurt, right? It's the fermentation. Frozen custard is another variant of dairy.
And what makes custard is egg, and egg is in a lot of ice cream, too.
Yeah, it's just different ratios, basically. It's like a very, you know, heavy French vanilla, kind of.
And what about ice milk? Do you know what ice milk? I think it's just, yeah, I think it's just skim ice cream.
So ice milk.
Low-fat ice cream.
Yeah, it's just bad ice cream. Yeah, ice milk is not a thing. Oh, it's just like when you buy cheap
low-calorie
or low-fat ice cream, it's just very badly
just
made, bad-tasting ice cream. But it is not any more milk. Because if you've actually made real ice cream, you make a real ice cream with milk, too. You don't call that ice milk because it's made with milk. It's just a question of how much fat is in it. You keep taking the fat out. It's still dairy. You're just making bad ice cream.
All right. You like frozen yogurt? I kind of like frozen yogurt. I think it's pretty good. But it's not ice cream. It's very different texture-wise than ice cream.
I think...
Unless it's like soft serve. Soft serve is kind of like frozen yogurt. Those are similar.
No, it is not. Liked frozen yogurt? But I don't know. It was Marco on Top 4 saying, like, they were doing Ben & Jerry's flavor, and it was like one of them came in a yogurt, frozen yogurt variant of like the same flavor.
Oh.
I don't know what flavor it was, but it was like, maybe it was the cheesecake flavor. Anyway, there was some mm-hmm. flavor, and you could get it in the ice cream version and the exact same flavor in the frozen yogurt version. And he said, I actually think I kind of like the frozen yogurt version better. And it's like, yet another moment where my jaw hits the floor listening to that show.
We don't understand, Marco. Yeah. Top 4, by the way, the show where they never list only 4 of anything and nobody agrees on any of the rules. And I shouldn't, we're just a very rules-based podcast mm-hmm. here at Robot or Not, where we always talk about robots.
We try to be. But anyway, frozen yogurt is, it's not
I like
bad
it.
Ice cream,
because like
it can be good,
when it's
but
like
I would
from
never
a frozen,
pick it over real
from
ice cream.
A frozen yogurt shop where it comes and it's got that soft consistency and all that, mm-hmm. I really mm-hmm. like it. There are some very good frozen yogurts. Whereas ice cream, you know, is harder, but I would never but like buy a jug of frozen yogurt and have it in my freezer, because then it's just kind of hard and weird. At that point, you should just have ice cream, I think.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think of how bad would the ice cream have to be before I pick the frozen yogurt. Like the world's best frozen yogurt, the country's best, and the worst ice cream, maybe I would make that trade, but in general, I do not want to have anything to do with frozen yogurt. I don't even know why it exists.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not even that much better for you.
I see lots of reasons where I would have frozen yogurt if I was at a frozen yogurt shop and they also had some ice cream that they would scoop and give to you. Be like, no, I want the frozen yogurt.
I think I would still take the ice cream in that case. I understand that it's not going to be, but I don't. Frozen yogurt doesn't do it for me.
I think they're very different, though. I think they're very different because the texture and the it's softer and all that.
Yeah, well, it's unlike soft serve. Like ice cream can be like that, too.
See, and that's the great thing. Frozen yogurt, it's not ice cream. It's a different thing, and you can like it or not, but it's not ice cream.
It's bad ice cream. Like ice. Oh, no. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It's not ice cream. I can't handle the tang. I can't handle the tang of frozen yogurt. Right. And I want ice cream. It's so close to ice cream, and it's right there, and it looks like ice cream.
But it's not.
And the fact that there's whole shops that sell it to you, right? Like, oh, come in. You can have it. You're like, oh, excited to have. Oh, no. It's all yogurt. Like, I wish there was more of those places that had, and also we have some real ice cream off to the side, but they don't. It's just all yogurt.
That's true.
And then they try to fool you by letting you put like gummy bears and crap on top of it to try to make kids eat it. It's like, I don't want that. I don't want it at all.
Robot or not.